Star News, Hannah and Ben are here with Alistair Moffat, one of the five candidates running in the rectorial elections. First of all, how does it feel to be nominated for this position?
It's a tremendous privilege to be nominated. I went to university here about 150 years ago, and I never imagined I'd somehow come back, and that's what it feels like this week, is that, you know, I feel like a superannuated, very mature student in some ways. And when James Naughtie, the great radio broadcaster, endorsed me for this election, he said that I'd never ceased to be a student. So so it feels great, because I did my first degree here, and I met my wife here, I got married at St Salvator's Chapel, and my children went to university here, so I have a huge family connection, and to see that emotional connection turned into action, as it were, is terrific, because passion is important. This is, you know, Rory Bremner, bless his heart, did a wonderful endorsement for me impersonating Tony Blair. Tony Blair talked as though he was going to be nominated for rector, and he said, but the money's rubbish, so he's not doing it. Well, there isn't any money. I mean, that's the point. I think you get to a time in your life when you've got to give something back, and that's why I'm doing it, is to give something back to my old university. And, you know, whatever happens in the election, this is fun and it's great. And, it feels like a real privilege.
What do you see as the most important qualities in a rector?
I think that the passion that you feel for this place fuels practicalities. You know, it's all very well to say I love St Andrews and have no awkwardness in saying that, but you've got to translate that into action. And I think that overall, a rector has to be a working rector. You have to commit the time to be here and be here often so that students can come to you with issues, with difficulties, wanting help with various things. I asked Charlotte Baker, who's the president of Mermaids, what the definition of a rector would be, and she said, you have to be everybody's dad. That's what you have to do. And I'm used to that, because my children often bring me their friends' problems. You know, it's fine to be passionate and to say you love the place, but you got to be able to do things, practically do things. And
so what do you feel are the biggest issues facing students in St Andrews right now?
What students talk about a lot is money. The cost of living here is high because it basically, you know, demand outstrips supply in all sorts of ways. Accommodation is very expensive because there isn't enough of it. And the fees, of course, for rest of UK students at £9,000 a year are very, very high. I think it's important to try and alleviate all of these things. Now, a rector's elected for 3 years, and you've got to be sensible about what you can achieve in that period. But one thing the university is committed to, and I will push and support that, is to create more accommodation so that the supply expands and so the prices stabilize. In terms of the fees, you have to say that this is wrong, that the student body is being divided by this. The fact that somebody from Carlisle, 5 miles from the Scottish border, pays £9,000 and somebody from Dumfries pays nothing. That's inequitable. Obviously inequitable. And nothing will ever change unless somebody says it's wrong. And I'm saying it's wrong. What can be done to change it is very difficult to see. The university needs the money. You have to balance these interests. There's no point in saying we will abolish it. You can't do that. But I was the Chancellor's assessor on the University of Stirling Court until last week. And we fixed it at £6,750. So you can get the arithmetic to be more accommodating if you think about it. But St Andrews has a lot of rest of UK students, and clearly the amount of cash they bring in is very important. So that, I think, is a big, big issue that students raise, is the cost of the degree. But on the other hand, I always say to students, well, if you're paying for this, demand the best. You're a kind of customer. Okay, this isn't a product. Your degree's not an accessory. It's central to your life. But demand things. So it gives you power as well. Mustn't forget that. And the final thing that I've been saying to people is, look, you're not without power yourselves. Behind all the 7,800 students who are here, there's a ghost army of graduates, of alumni, whose connection to this place is to the students. Not the buildings and the bricks and mortar and the cobbles and Market Street, but it's actually to the students. And that's somewhere you can go to raise money, to help widen access, to find money for all sorts of projects. So if I get elected rector, that's one of the things that I'll do. So summing up, there's three things: working rector, doing something about costs, and raising cash for the student body.
Have you got an initial idea you'd like to implement first if you were to become rector?
But my initial thoughts are that I've got to establish a regular set of contacts for students. That's something I've got to do right away, so, and publicise it widely. I'm very interested in being involved with the societies. I've been talking to the History Society. I write history books for a living, and that would be wonderful if I could combine all these things and make sure that when I'm here, I'm really active and really busy. So a calendar, I know that's quite a boring answer, but actually a calendar is really the first thing, because if you're going to be a working rector, you can't do that at a distance. Okay, my rector's assessor will certainly be in touch with people, and I'll be in touch with people by email, but there ain't nothing like what the Americans call FaceTime.
You've spoken about your position on tuition fees, which is quite a controversial issue within St Andrews, and it is a decision that a university court has just taken to make it £9,000. How do you feel you will be able to make your stance felt within the court itself?
The first thing I've got to understand are the numbers, because I don't at the moment. These are, you know, this is privileged information, and I don't have it. But I'm certain the university didn't fix the RUK fee at 9,000 lightly. They didn't just think, well, that's the most, let's go for it. I'm sure there was a great deal of thought, and I've got to understand that first. So before I take any position, you know, it's, one cannot do things unhampered by knowledge. You have to know what the situation is. So I would reserve judgment until I do. But I do think it's important to put a stake in the ground and say it's wrong. And I'm sure that most of the court would agree with that. Nobody wanted to do this. Nobody wanted to restrict access.
Sam Fowles, the Director of Representation, and yourself have both said a rector who's going to be here is very important. So where exactly are you from, and how often do you think you can actually be around St Andrews to represent the students?
Well, I live 100 miles away in the Scottish borders, and my great problem is that we're farmers, and we have animals, and we have to look after them. But what I'm trying to set up, and I will set up, is a system whereby I've got a clear calendar year with dates in the calendar more than once a month. I would love to be here twice a month, so that I can meet students regularly, but also through the rectorial website, I'll be in touch with students every day. So I see it as a steady beat, as a constant beat. You have to have a working rector. The challenges to education and to students are such that you can't have somebody in the race who's doing it for the fancy dress. I'm interested in being the rector in order to achieve things. My constituency is the student body. They're the people who vote here, and they're the people I aim to represent, and I'll do whatever it takes to represent them.
And finally, how does it feel to be nominated to be rector in the years as part of and leading up to the 600th anniversary? Is that part of the appeal for you?
Well, I'm glad the university decided how old it is now, so that we can have it. Is it next year or the year after? I can't remember. 2013, isn't it? Yeah, of course. One of the few things that I can do, as you'll have discovered throughout this interview, is talk for Britain. And so that's important, because part of the rector's job will be to represent the university. It's a terrific opportunity in two ways. First of all, to raise funds, all kinds of funds from all sorts of constituencies of people. And the development department do a great job, and a rector mustn't get in the way of any of that and do their bidding. You know, you turn up in London or wherever to speak to people to raise money. So yes, that's very important. And I have good contacts. I've raised funds for all sorts of organisations over the years, and very different kinds of organisations. So I understand the process, but I'm not the development department. I'm somebody that they can use. So in that way, it's very important. The second thing that I think is important is to give texture to the university experience. I'd love to see, you know, I was talking to a young student, they're all young, a student, and he has found a fantastic cache of material from the last quarter of the 19th century, which are letters written to an old professor, mathematics professor at St Andrews, by students talking about their experience of life in the university. I'd love to see that updated, and that would be wonderful. You know, a real interaction between alumni and the university, because, you know, you guys are here, but you're going to leave, and knowing what your experience is, understanding the richness of it and so on, would make the whole experience live in a way perhaps that it doesn't at the moment. So that's the second thing. I'd like to see a really live, active, online presence for the university, which is fed into by alumni, which has lots and lots of lovely things, photographs, movies, all that sort of thing. You know, one of the things I did here, and this is how sad I am, when I first came up to talk to the SABs about standing, because I wasn't clear that I could do this, and I wanted to know more, I went on a little walk around St Andrews where I used to live. And we were in the Students' Union, so this was the first place I came, because I had a whole of residence here called West Park, which was demolished in order to build this building. In fact, we helped demolish it, I think. And then I walked around all the places that I had lived and where I got married and so on, and a kind of sentimental journey. Now, if you can do that online, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be a great way not only to have, you know, to raise money, but to have people really engage with this place and make a living, lifelong contact? Because when you guys leave, this place won't leave you. It's going to be in you forever. And I think that's something that we ought to nourish.